up, Raider Nation? Welcome to a special Thanksgiving episode of Down With The Ship. My name is Matty Mayhem, and with me is my co-host, Sean, the Cartel Carnage.
Hello.
And we're here to give you another episode of Raiders content, and we are coming off a rough loss, I'd say, against the Dolphins. You know, this is the first in the Antonio Pierce administration, yeah. Antonio Pierce, Champ Kelly administration. It was their first loss. It was a rough game. Actually, I would say that as far as the game was concerned, it was a bummer that they lost, right? But it was an easy loss to take because you saw improvement there. You saw a team that was fighting. You saw a defense especially that just went in there against one of the top offenses in the league and really put the clamp on them. I mean, they scored 20 points, and that is far, far below their average. Let's not forget, this is a team that put 70 on the Denver Broncos, and the Raiders held them to 21 points? Was it 20 points. 20 points. So what did you see out of that game against the mighty Miami Dolphins that left you with some optimism?
I was really surprised and impressed with the defense's endurance. The offense had to punt the ball quite a few times, and the defense was on the field a lot longer than you want them to. All I kept thinking was, man, that's too many times you think they're going to have to come up with a stop. And, you know, you keep putting it on defense like that, and eventually they give the ball up or they end up giving up a touchdown or something. But the defense stands strong the whole game. And, I mean, that really blew my mind. I mean, and it's probably infectious because of Max Crosby's effort. And you have to be that good at defense when the offense is as stagnant as it was.
Yeah, we'll talk about the offense. I mean, let's start with the positive. Let's lead with our good foot forward. And obviously it was all defense. And you're right, Max Crosby had a killer game, but there were other Raiders that stepped up. I mean, Trayvon Merrick stepped up, Hobbs stepped up. I mean, the Raiders had three takeaways from the Dolphins. I mean, this is a team that had, what, seven takeaways all of last year, and this year we already have eight, and we're halfway through the season. That I think that is cause for optimism. Patrick Graham really has these guys cooking, and honestly, I think that if we can take anything away from this, it is optimism in heading into an important week, what is it, week 12, yeah, matchup versus the Kansas City Chiefs. I have to say, I was kind of bummed that they lost to the Eagles because we're going to be playing a Chiefs team that is ready to bounce back from that really tough loss that they took against Philadelphia on Monday night.
I mean, you know, in the Andy Reid era, like, we've only beat the Chiefs like three times or something like that. And all three times that we had beat them, I hope it's more than three, but I think that's what I saw was like three times. And the only times we've beaten them is when Kansas City's on a short week. So Kansas City just played Monday, and then we got them Sunday. So here's a short week, and they're coming to our town. I think this Raiders team is ready to put spank on.
The other thing that's important to note that kind of runs counter to what you just said is Kansas City also does not lose two games in a row. I think the whole league is basically starting to turn on Kansas City. I don't know if you saw, but statistically, they have scored 0 points in the second half of the last three games that they've played. So their offense is definitely hurting right now. I don't know about you, but I saw whole bunch of drop balls. So it's going to be tough. And again, we're getting ahead of ourselves. We'll talk about Kansas City toward the end of the episode, but let's go back to this Miami game. I mean, again, Miami, and we're talking about the defense here of the Raiders. Miami has probably the top offensive playmaker in the league in Tyreek Hill. And he, you know, I mean, he had his touchdowns against us. I think
he got his yardage.
Yeah, I mean, he got over 100 yards. Got a touchdown. He got hurt, but he came back in. They obviously, you know, were looking to put up points against the Raiders D, but the Raiders D, like, played stout, you know. We had some sacks on Tua. I think they ended up with one or two sacks in the game, yeah, if not mistaken. But the big thing was those turnovers, you know. Like, that is something that the Raiders definitely do not usually have. And, I mean, it was definitely the defense that kept this game close because, again, when we talk about the offense, we're gonna basically discuss the fact that the offense has hit a wall.
And they didn't do anything with the turnovers.
Yep. It just seemed like the offense was running in quicksand and just not doing anything positive whatsoever. And so I guess we'll talk about the offense. I mean, is it time for us to panic about Aiden O'Connell? What do you think?
I don't think so. I mean, you got to give the kid some time. This is only his third start. He's under a new coordinator now, right? You know, the two now in his NFL career. If they're trying to work with him and see what he likes, he's still developing chemistry with some of these receivers as a starting quarterback. And I mean, Q had said it on the Locked On Raiders podcast. You know, it's like, if you're gonna let him go the whole season, then make your judgment. You know, and I don't want him pulling him. You know, I want to see what he's got. You know, and going into a game against the Chiefs right here might be one of the biggest games of his career so far. You know, obviously because he's only got so many starts. endurance, right? But
well, I mean, he does. And obviously, you know, the way his trajectory has been going, obviously he had a really bad game against the Chargers. He fumbled the ball a couple of times, threw, what, 3 interceptions. He had a better game against the Jets. And then, of course, against the Dolphins, he kind of fell backwards, and I think he threw like 3 interceptions again. So, I mean, he's not as mobile as you would like. I thought that he had a better touch with his ball. I thought he was more accurate with his ball. I think that, you know, I think it was tough to go in there and ask a rookie in his 4th start to go into Miami and basically outgun one of the best offenses in football. I mean, is it really fair for us to have asked him to do that? You know, you look over at what's going on in Carolina with Bryce Young, and Bryce Young is somebody that the Raiders definitely would have drafted had they had the opportunity, and he is struggling mightily.
But how much is that him, and how much is it the team, you know? And I mean,
well, and you got to say the same thing about the Raiders. I mean, obviously, now I will say, I think that it really hinders the Raiders when Colton Miller's out. As we know, Colton Miller didn't play on Sunday, and they moved Illuminor over there to left tackle. And Illuminor is not a left tackle. You know, he's a serviceable right tackle, and that is it. You put him at left tackle, it's no bueno. And so obviously there was going to be some growing pains that were going to occur over there. Hopefully Colton Miller comes back this week, and again, we'll get into that when we talk about the Chiefs, but that was a tall order to ask of Illuminor, and you know, there were opportunities to be made. I know statistically the Raiders' offensive line is considered top 10 in pass blocking. I think they're middle of the pack in run blocking, but still, there is really no excuse for us not to put up any points. It just seemed like I saw statistically that the Dolphins weren't stacking the box against Josh Jacobs, and for some reason, Bo Hardigree, I really think this was the first game where Bo Hardigree basically showed that he's maybe still learning as an offensive coordinator. Yeah. I think the play calling was kind of highly suspect. Just some bad play calls. It's like, if it's 3rd and short, why are we throwing like a deep ball? You know what I mean? Like, when we need to get the first down like that, does it really make sense for us to be taking those chances?
It didn't really have like a rhythm to it. You know, it was just kind of like, throwing stuff at the wall to see if it stuck. And I remember looking at the screen and just seeing, you know, them spread wide with Jacoby Myers, Davante Adams, and they had Hunter in the slot. And then you're looking at the best running back in football with Josh Jacobs, and you're like, with this, I don't know how to kill the bunny. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's
like,
with these claws.
You're looking at these claws, and you're looking at these fangs, and you're saying, with this, I don't know how to kill the bunny. You know, and I'm like, kill the bunny, dude. Yeah. You know, it's like, we have all those stars. It's like, come on. And obviously, you know, everybody's still learning, working with Bo. And you have a rookie quarterback, and it seemed like the team all had his back. You know, Devontae was like, hey, it's not his fault. You know, I mean, even Antonio Pierce had his back. And I love that whole team ownership that they got now. You know, you could tell the team is unified. It's just, you know, at this point in the season, still having a shot, you just kind of wish things would come together a little sooner, you know, with Antonio Pierce at the helm now, and then and Aidan O'Connell's.
Well, and with the Chiefs losing too, that obviously opens up an opportunity for the Raiders in the West. I mean, we're tied currently with the Chargers and the Chiefs, I think, in 2nd place. So, and I think all 3 of those teams are 2 games behind the Chiefs. So they're
Broncos are we're tied with.
We're tied with Broncos. Is the Chargers?
Chargers are last.
Oh man. Well, I mean, serves him right.
Brandon Staley, did you hear his like last press conference? It's like, it's starting to come apart. You know, he's like getting all defensive and all pissed.
I know. Hey, but I'll tell you what, though. He knows defense. Like, not that I would want him for the Raiders.
Yeah, but a big problem of their team is the defense right now.
I know. They asked him if he's going to give up play calling duties. Like, I ain't giving him shit. That is my jam, dude. I get it. I'd be hella defensive,
I hate
too.
That guy, dude. You know, just freaking try. Always going for it on 4th on us. I'll screw you, dude.
He's just a smug son of a bitch, dude. Like, I get it. It's no big deal. I mean, these young head coaches are just, they got some pride. They got some machismo, you know?
He's got
I mean?
A punchable face, too, I would say.
Not as much as
McDumbass. Hey,
so.
You got to put a quarter in the McDougal jar, dude.
That's why I said McDumbass. That I didn't say his name.
Hey, but you brought him up. We were supposed to be talking about it, right? Or no, we haven't had that episode yet.
No, we did. We said last episode we weren't going to talk about it. That's right. I'll put a quarter in the McDumbass jar, Raider Nation, because I said I wasn't going to talk about it.
You guys, out of sight, out of mind.
That dude's out of there. Onwards and upwards is what I say. So I would say that the offense, the potential is there. You know, obviously when you have one of the best 1-2 combinations, actually I would say 1-2-3 wide receiver combinations with, you know, Myers, Devontae, and Renfro, plus, you know, a top 15 offensive line and one of the best running backs in the league. Basically, the weakest link is Aidan O'Connell, and kid's going to take his lumps. You know, let him work through the season, and if he shows that he's not the guy, at least we know. And then the Raiders can go in and do everything they can to move up in the draft and draft one of these hotshot gunslingers that prospect coming out of college in this upcoming draft.
We got to get Jacobs the ball first and foremost, you know. We got to lean on Jacobs and then, you know, pass less. But Jacobs couldn't get going, you know, for whatever reason. Maybe it's Colton Miller missing, or, you know, maybe it's the lack of quarterback play. But for whatever reason, you know, they're prepared for him this week. And when you have the rookie Aiden O'Connell, you know, slinging the ball, you know, certain amount of times, you don't want him throwing that many times. You know, it's too much pressure. And I think Jacobs came out today and he's like, I need 20 touches at least. I need 20 touches. I want the ball. He's like, my energy is contagious. The team needs it. Give me the ball to get everybody going and everything's good. I love the confidence in that comment.
Well, and to your point, like, what, I mean, if you have a rookie quarterback, why wouldn't you have him hand the ball off the majority of the time? Don't have Aiden O'Connell try to gunsling with Tua Tagovailoa. Yeah. That to me is the first kind of pockmark on the Beau Hardigree era. It's like, what are we doing here? Yeah. We're having our quarterback who basically doesn't know the entire offense and who's never really had that much of experience in the pros coming here and like trying to outgun one of the quarterbacks to the top offense in the league. That's you can't do that. I don't know where that game plan came from. And we definitely saw the result of that on Sunday. So the offense, you know, obviously the offense struggled. The defense did a really, really great job. I mean, that's something that we can build off of. And it's a good thing because, again, going into a huge Sunday game versus the Kansas City Chiefs with an opportunity, I mean, the Raiders being two games back, you beat the Chiefs and you basically become half game back, if I'm not mistaken, the way that works. Because the Chiefs lose one, you gain one. And I think that basically would put them either half game back or a full game back. I'm not really sure the logistics, but
half sounds nicer.
And you could definitely put the entire league on notice and say, hey, here is a team. I mean, obviously, I think that the effort that the Raiders have been giving the last 3 weeks since Antonio Pierce took the job should be proof enough that Antonio Pierce has these guys ready to play. I mean, to go to the East Coast and basically keep the Miami Dolphins kind of at bay until the end of the game when they ultimately just ran out of time, that is definitely impressive. At least it was to me. I know that the ending wasn't what we wanted, but the fact that we still could have won that game, I'll say this, I'm not going to say dude's name, but like 6 weeks ago, there's no way that game is close.
Yeah, I mean, that game being that close is, you know, that makes you, you know, that blows my mind why we didn't run. Usually you got a gunsling when the game's like, you know, you're losing by like three touchdowns or something like that. And you're like, hey, we got to pass now. We got to move the ball quick. It was a close game. So, I mean, I am confused about not running it. Hopefully they got Jacob's message. It seems like they're listening to the team. The kind of crazy thing is like you start to see how close we're coming to Kansas City. And it almost seems like, you know, we're thinking wild card, but I'm like, you know what? Maybe our way into the playoffs is the division. And man, if we could take the division, man, that would feel so good because it's been so long.
Oh, absolutely. And I think you got a point there. I think that the Raiders ultimately do have a better chance of winning the division than they do of getting a wild card because it's just like a bloodbath in the AFC. I mean, everybody's basically still in it.
Everybody's close.
You know, I think that the fact that the Raiders have, like I said, they can see Kansas City. They're there. They're in second place. You know, they're within grasping duties. Plus, we've already beat the Broncos, so. You know, the opportunity is definitely there. And I tell you what, if Antonio Pierce beats the Chiefs and then does not win another game, has he done enough to earn the spot as head coach of the Raiders? What do you think?
Just like Aiden, I want to see the full season, you know, and be able to evaluate all those games. But I mean, I tell you what, anytime you beat Kansas City, you know, all of Raider Nation's, you know, has got your back and Mark Davis is, you know, he's going to remember that one, you know, and it's always a good day to beat Kansas City.
That's right. When was the last time we beat Kansas City? It was
like my birthday
Jack
or something.
Del Rio. Like, well, yeah. You were at that game, right? That's when, was it Crabtree, like getting the touchdown in the end zone?
Oh, I was at that game. There was another time, though. I think when we were in Big Bear or something, like, didn't we watch the game in Big Bear and we beat the Chiefs?
I can't remember, man.
Yeah,
it might
there
have
was
been.
There was a time, because I remember coming down the mountain just coming down the mountain, but coming down the mountain and just being so happy. And me and you were texting each other like, dude, enjoy the rest of the day. Like, we beat the Chiefs. It's like, man.
So just kind of as a side note, Raider Nation, I will be in Mexico. I'll be heading down to Cancun and kind of seeing what I can see down there. Down south, I'll definitely be watching the game at the resort in Mexico on Sunday, but we probably won't be able to do a podcast next week. So, you know, this will be our last podcast for a couple weeks. We'll have to do one after the Chiefs game, but then after also, who do they have after the Chiefs? I think we have a bye.
Yeah, we do. So it's perfect time.
Yeah, it is perfect time. So we'll cut one in during the bye week, but I'll be watching the Chiefs game south of the border. And I, you know, I called Verizon today to make sure that I get to, you know, to get the game on my phone, you know, just in case I'm not able to see it on Sunday.
If they beat the Chiefs, does that mean you got to go to Mexico every time you beat the Chiefs?
Seriously, dude. Well, I was like, I have this Raiders t-shirt, you know, and we beat the Giants and then we beat the Jets. And I was wearing this t-shirt that I just got. And I was like, oh, it's a lucky shirt. It's a lucky Raiders shirt, you know. And I wore it for the Dolphins game. And of course they lost, but it was still a good game. Like, I would still call it my lucky Raiders t-shirt.
We have the Raider flag, you know, and for the longest time, you know, I'd put it out after a win, you know, but it's football Sunday. I want to fly my flag with pride, you know, like all day long. So I wake up and I put it out there, and it was like the first day I did that, we lost. And then Caitlin's always on my butt about not putting it out. It's bad luck. And finally I left it out and we got a win. I'm like, see, it's not bad luck anymore. But I don't care. No, I'm just going to put it out every day, and just every football day we got it out there.
It's interesting to think about all the like superstitious things that we do as fans of the Raiders. Like, oh, I was wearing these socks, so I got to wear these socks every time because we started winning. I would say, again, like, do whatever lucky charm you need to do. Like, break it all out, but you could bet I'm bringing that t-shirt to Mexico. Like, it's with me. I'm wearing it when we play the Chiefs. Because
you're wearing your Raider shirt down there in Mexico?
Hell yeah, dude.
Man, the cartel's going to get you.
Nah,
no.
dude, what if they might be Raider fans? You don't know.
Yeah, we're worldwide, dude. We have Raider fans in Mexico.
That's what I'm saying, dude. I guarantee I'll be
Los
wearing
Raiders.
That. Los Raiders essay.
Los
for sure.
Raiders.
So I'll be watching the game down there and you know, obviously hoping for the best. We might as well talk about the Chiefs game now that we're at this point. You know, we talked about the Dolphins game. We said that the defense did okay. You know, something to build off. The offense was not great. Hopefully they take a step forward. As far as the Chiefs are concerned, though, this is it, man. This is what we've been waiting. This is what we've been waiting for all year long. It's that first game against the Chiefs. It's like, how
came late this year.
It did. It came late. But you know, I have to say, like, I kind of prefer it. If we beat the Chiefs, I don't want it to be like the beginning of the season when, like, it's like, oh, maybe the Chiefs weren't firing on all cylinders. I want this team healthy. I want this team firing. I want the Raiders to go in there and beat them fair and square and have no excuses. Like, nobody be like, well, it's because Mahomes was injured or it's because Kelce was out. No, those fools are in, dude. Everybody is in. They're coming off a loss. They're looking for revenge. Right, they're looking to show the rest of the league that loss was a fluke. The Raiders, you can bet Antonio Pierce, and especially Max Crosby, you can bet those dudes are going to be ready against the Chiefs, because the Chiefs, again, they own the division, and when you're number one, you got a big fat f-ing target on your back.
Who else is would help Bo Hardigree with like offensive play calling? You know, like, so maybe he's like not getting it, and they're like, hey, maybe he needs a little help. Like, who are the other coaches that hey, we're going to get together and make sure we come up with a good
plan?
The
Raiders have Scott Turner, who was their offensive coordinator, not their offensive coordinator, he was their passing game coordinator. So he was in charge of the passing game. He is also kind of like in the background helping Bo Hardigree, and I think that those two dudes kind of are serving as co-offensive coordinators.
And Pierce, you know, I mean, he's a former player. He's a football guy. He's got to know some stuff, too. I mean, do you think they're all putting their heads together? Because after the offensive performance last week, I mean, you saw there was a moment where Mark Davis was pissed. He was like, what's going on or something like that.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I was saying the same about the offense, man, especially all the chances the defense gave us. But to me, after coming off a game like that, you really got to hit the books and figure out how you're not going to come out stagnant again and you know, really come up with the best plays you got, you bring them to this game, you know what I mean? And maybe come up with some new ones that they haven't seen before or whatever, because this defense is still going to go out there and you know Max Crosby going to be chasing freaking Patrick Mahomes, pissing him off, you know, Mahomes on the sideline with the, I'm here, I'm, you know, like, he's going to be in his head, always is. Hey, real quick, me and Matt were checking out this video, and it was the Miami Dolphins in their training facility getting ready for the Raiders, and they actually had a guy in, like, he had his own color jersey separate from everybody else, and he was Max Crosby. It was
number
like a linebacker.
Number 98 on his jersey.
Yep, and they're like, just like, you know, they wanted him to mimic Max, and like, one of the things I saw was like, kind of as the play ended, you know, he'd still kind of keep pushing you, or like, you know, give you a little shove as he walked by, good. It's funny because like when I see it, I go, "That is Max, dude." Yeah. I love that about him. That's the motor. The motor don't even stop like after the play is over. Nope. He's still going until he lines up again. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that, man, I thought that was really cool, and it shows a lot of respect for Max.
It definitely does, and you can see even when the Dolphins were kind of practicing with Max, you know, with that guy pretending to be Max and kind of pushing and shoving after the plays, like that just shows you the head game that Max plays. This game is not just physical, it's mental too. And that is, I mean, that it's hard to find a dude like that. I mean, he embodies Raider Nation. He embodies what it means to be an old school Raider. And it's just, there's a reason why dude is everybody's favorite Raider for sure. So, I mean, he is going to have hopefully a monster game against the Chiefs. Again, these are two teams. There is no love lost between them. We know that the Chiefs are looking to overcome that defeat against the Eagles on Monday, and the Raiders are looking to bounce back. I think it's going to be a hard-fought game. Hopefully, it is a slugfest, and hopefully, the Raiders' offense can recover from the shit show that was their offense against the Dolphins, because that was really, really discouraging to see, I think.
I always try to check out the Chiefs games, and I mean, right now, it's like Mahomes throwing to Kelce, and that's pretty much it, and Pacheco's actually turned it up a little bit in the passing game, and he's like their lead running back, and you know, he's actually doing, he's doing pretty good this year, you know, as far as I could see, but I don't see any other players standing out. And so, I mean, you just got to find a way to lock down Kelce and all these other receivers, like you said, they're dropping balls or whatever. This defense that I saw play against the Dolphins, they could wreak havoc against this Chiefs offense. And man, that would be a sight to see, just seeing Mahomes pissed off and, you know, Kelce not even getting his, you know, I'd like to see him all upset. I want to see Taylor Swift's upset face on the screen, you know, crying about that.
I'm fairly certain the game's going to be in Vegas, right?
I want them all upset.
I feel like four of the last six games are at home. Like, the Raiders have a really great opportunity to end the season strong. I mean, they get to play the Chiefs twice. They get to play the Chargers one more time. They got the Broncos at the end of the year. We also have Indy.
Yeah, some winnable games.
There's definitely some winnable games. I mean, there's opportunities to be had, but I mean, they definitely have their work cut out for them. I have to say, I really feel like, and you might think I'm crazy here, but I think that if the Raiders had beat the Dolphins, I'd be calling this a loss. But I think because the Raiders lost to the Dolphins, you know, the team is going to come out, they're not feeling themselves at this point. I mean, if they had beat the Dolphins, the team probably would have had some maybe overestimation of their talents or their abilities, but let's not get it twisted. This is not an overly talented team. This is a team, especially on defense, that's playing way, way above their pay grade. I mean, what Patrick Graham has done with this defense and turned a bunch of like nobodies like Divine Diablo and Robert Spillane into superstars.
Spillane.
Man, those guys are kicking ass. And of course, isn't it crazy that the best players on our defense, I mean, besides Max Crosby, are our linebackers, and our head coach Antonio Pierce was in charge of the linebackers. So he's obviously got these guys playing out of their minds. I mean, I think that's enough right there to consider him for the head coaching position. And again, I know it's too early, but I'm sold, man. I feel like Mark Davis might as well just take the interim tag off. I mean, did you hear that story about how he hasn't changed offices? He's still in he's still in that small office.
Yeah, I think that's cool. One thing that I did notice, you know, going back to that Dolphins game, was the injury report. You know, it almost felt like it was super long, and then the next day everybody was good to go, because I felt like this team, like everybody knew that they wanted to try to go in there and beat these Dolphins. They knew that the cards were stacked against them, and it seemed like the team wanted to all be there for each other. If it was McDaniels, they wouldn't be playing like that. They'd probably still stay on the list. And so that was one thing that did stand out in my head. And I hope they take that same energy, you know, and maybe we get Colt Miller back and go into Kansas City knowing it's a rivalry, a big rivalry, and really putting the world on notice.
I was just going to say, like, I know that today Max Crosby didn't practice because he's got an injury or something like that. And everyone's like, oh no, is Max Crosby going to not play against the Chiefs? There's no way.
Hell no, dude.
There is no f***ing way at all that Max Crosby is going to sit out the game against the Chiefs. There's no way. That dude could have a busted arm.
I think Mahomes is his favorite guy to sack, dude. Hands down.
Well, I mean, it just, I wish I could sack Mahomes.
I know, dude.
I just want to sack that fucking smug ass son of a bitch.
I'm here. I'm here. Come get me.
I saw that video again today.
I'm here. I'm here, Fozzie.
Steve Mahomes.
My name is Patrick Mahomes, and you know, none of my receivers can catch the ball, and it's really frustrating.
Yeah.
Hell with that, dude. I want to shut them all down. Who they got on defense?
Who's that defensive lineman, dude?
Clark?
Chris?
No, he's gone now, huh?
No, Frank Clark is gone, dude. It's the other guy. It's
Chris Jones.
Chris Jones. That fucking fool is, he's a monster, dude. And you know they're going to put his ass right over Andre James, dude, who cannot, DeAndre James is definitely still the weak link on that offensive
line. There
was
a lot of penalties in that Dolphins game that were pretty detrimental. A lot of holding calls, kind of ruined drives and stuff.
I think that the Raiders have to get the ball out of... They got, first of all, you beat the Chiefs by handing the ball off to Josh Jacobs. Do not, Antonio Pierce, do not have Aiden O'Connell try to get into a passing match with Kermit Mahomes.
Oh, dude. No.
That is not the way to beat this team. You've got to run the ball. You got to keep the ball out of their hands. And it's not like this is an offensive juggernaut right now. They're not the Miami Dolphins. This is a Kansas City Chiefs team that has scored 0 points in the second half of the last three games. This is a very winnable game. And talk about putting the rest of the league on notice. You go to Vegas, your home stadium, and you beat the fucking Chiefs. Everybody in the league starts talking about you, and I guarantee.
And then you're one game out of first.
You're one game out of first, and people are gonna start saying, "Well, Antonio Pierce is the guy. Let's see what he's got." You know, and even if the Raiders don't really make it to the playoffs, you beat the Chiefs. You have the guys fighting as tough as they've been fighting the last couple weeks. That's enough for me. If they don't make the playoffs, Aiden O'Connell's probably not the guy. Go get a quarterback, right? Go draft. Maybe another, you need a badass defensive tackle and try to continue to fix your offensive line, and you're good to go. Like, go on a run next year. This team is within striking distance. We are a quarterback and a defensive tackle away from being one of the top 10 teams in the league, and I really believe that.
Yeah, and I think everybody's going to want to stay, you know, especially how Jacob says, you know, it's kind of like a player-run team now. Everybody's going to be happy there, and they want to be part of the turnaround. And like you said, you know, a couple extra pieces away. I mean, man, can you imagine if this offense, like if our offense was clicking with this defense, we'd be one of the best in the league.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I put us up against anybody.
Yep.
I don't know. I mean, we'll see what Aiden O'Connell's got. I don't want to start thinking about new quarterbacks yet or whatever. But yeah, I'm with you, Matt. I mean, I want to run the ball, and keep the ball, like you said, out of Mahomes' hands, because he's obviously their best weapon. And you know what? Sometimes, like, you know, when they run the ball the whole game, you're like, you wait all week and your game's over so fast. You're like, dang it, man, the game's already over, you know? But you know what? I'll take that. Let's run this ball. Let's make it a quick one. Let's beat their ass in our home and then send them packing.
Yep, that would be great. All right, so predictions.
Scores?
Predictions for the games. And again, the Raiders lost to the Dolphins, and so I'm actually going to predict a Raiders victory. And I think that it's going to be another low-scoring game, again, because I don't think that our offense has that firepower, but I do believe in the defense, so I'm going to go ahead and say 24-21 Raiders. The Raiders take the game against the Chiefs. The Chiefs still score their touchdowns like every other team has done, but there will be hard-fought touchdowns, and the Raiders will do enough. They'll give the ball to Josh Jacobs. They'll score some touchdowns. Josh Jacobs runs for 2 touchdowns. Aiden O'Connell throws for 1, and I believe that Daniel Carlson gets a field goal. The Raiders beat the Chiefs 24-21. What do you think?
Man, what do I think or what do I want, huh? I don't know. You don't want to get into a shootout. You know, obviously shootouts, the scores go up. Run the clock out, run the ball. I think Jacobs gets score. You know, he'll score. Got to get to the goal line for him to be able to do his thing, you know. Let's go 17-14. Raiders.
Okay, I was going to say, like, who do you have? At
Raiders. I just think it's going to be the defense shutting down Patrick Mahomes. You know, like you said, the Miami Dolphins are better than the Chiefs offense right now. And we went in there, did some impressive things. And man, I just want to see them. I just want to see Mahomes frustrated. Let's go defense. Let's get Max Crosby. I want to see Crosby get like a couple sacks at least, you know. And let's get some more turnovers and get some touchdowns off those turnovers. I'll tell you what, the Raiders can score points if we keep those turnovers going and we capitalize, because now it's a shorter field, you know, and it's maybe a little bit less pressure on the offense, and maybe we do score a lot more points.
Yeah.
But
well, and I have a prediction too, and we'll see if this works. If the Raiders win, we'll be able to see if this prediction comes true. If the Raiders win, the discussion on Monday will not be, hey, look at the Raiders, they're winning. It'll be, what's wrong with the Chiefs? Why are they not winning?
Oh, of course.
Like, it will be that there's something wrong with the Chiefs. They're broken. It's not going to be the Raiders. It's going to be because the Chiefs lost. But I don't know if you saw, but everybody in the media is picking the Chiefs. This is not a game that anybody thinks the Raiders can win. And I like it that way. I hate when the Raiders are favored. All right. Well, since this is a special Thanksgiving episode of Down with the Ship, we're all over at my sister's house with some Thanksgiving pregame festivities. We got our beers. We just had some tri-tip. Marcus cooked us up some tri-tip and some wings on the Traeger. It was fantastic. But the family's here, and we thought it'd be cool to have some of the rest of the family come in and give their predictions of the game versus the Chiefs. And so first up is, we call her Killer Kaylin. Yes. Kaylin the Killer Jefferson. She's coming in here. She is Sean Carnage's wife. And she is going to give her prediction of what's going to happen in the Kansas City Chiefs game. How are you doing, Kaylin?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Glad to have you here. So, what? First of all, actually, before the game, I just want to hear, what did you think of the Dolphins game? Like, as close as the game was, how did you feel during the game? What did you think that? How do you think that the Raiders did? Were you surprised? Was it, you know, was it par for the course? What were your thoughts?
I can't say I was surprised. I thought that they'd do pretty well. I think that their defense really showed up, and that's promising for us. I think our offense was a little stagnant, so hopefully against KC they can fix that and tighten it up a little bit. But overall, I was pretty impressed.
Yeah, excellent. And then, of course, you watched the game at Kansas City and Philadelphia, and you saw KC kind of go in there and shit the bed. Obviously, they're going to come into the game on Sunday hoping for some revenge. And, you know, the whole entire league is going to be watching the Raiders play the Chiefs. The Chiefs, of course, are two games ahead of the Raiders in the West. If the Raiders win this game, we will be, I think, maybe half a game out. I mean, this is a big one to take. What do you think is going to happen in the game? What is your score prediction? How do you think it's going to play out?
I hope it plays out in our favor. But then again, we always lose it on those third downs with big passes to Kelce. So we have to at least hope that defense can contain that. I'm going to say we're going to go with a score of 17 to 21.
Who's got 17? Who's got 21?
We have 21. The Raiders.
All right. So you're saying a Raiders victory. So Sean, what did you say? I think that's what Sean said. I think you both said, no, Sean said 17-14. Yeah, Sean said 17-14. I'm pretty sure I said 24-21, and you're saying 21-17?
Yes.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. All right, sounds good. We also have another special guest, Raging Roxanne Lunsford, coming in to give her prediction. Our cousin all the way from Northern California, shout out Grass Valley, coming in, also a ginormous Raiders fan. And, Rock, before you give your predictions of the game, let me ask you, being a representative of Northern California, is there still a large percentage of Raider fans out there? Like, what does it sound? I mean, is everybody converted over to 49ers fans? Like, what is the climate? What is the silver and black climate in Northern California right now?
Pretty much the same. I've always suffered with living with Niner fans in my town, so it's nothing new. I struggle with it everywhere I go. Usually I'm overwhelmed with the amount of Niner jerseys that are around, even when I'm sporting my shit and people are showing up and I'm like, whatever. So it's nothing new. Nothing's changed. And I feel like maybe just a skosh more just because, you know, we're in Vegas now.
Okay. All right. And do you feel like there's still a percentage of Raider fans out there? I mean, do you still see Raiders jerseys out when you're walking around downtown Grass Valley, Sacramento, Nevada City?
Yes.
What do you think?
I'm still, yeah, for sure see it. And I still, that's like my one thing when I'm out and I don't really want to be talking to people, but I see someone sporting their gear, I will strike up a conversation because they're wearing a Raider cap, whatever. I'm willing to talk to them, even though I don't want to talk to Niner fans. So.
Do you give them a shout out? Do you give them a Raider Nation on your way out?
Obviously, yes.
You got to. Okay. Did you watch the game against the Dolphins? What were your thoughts?
I did watch it. Yes, and I was impressed. I loved the defense. I kind of knew the game was going to be a tough one. Obviously, we all did. Happy with the win, but happy with the way we played. Like, I was expecting a loss coming up soon enough, and I feel like it came, but not in a super upsetting way.
Excellent, excellent. And then did you happen to catch the Chiefs playing the Eagles on Monday?
No, I did not.
Okay, yeah. Well, I mean, what you saw was an Eagles like beatdown of the Chiefs. The Chiefs are just not themselves. Obviously, I don't know if you know the statistics, but the last three games, the Chiefs have scored 0 points in the second half of games, and that is very unlike the Kansas City Chiefs. So this game coming up on Sunday is a huge one for the Raiders. What do you think? What are your predictions for the game? How do you think it's going to go? Give me a score prediction and tell me why.
I'm going 28-24 Raiders. And I do think the defense is going to come in and do what they do and keep us there. But I feel like it's going to be a struggle for them. But hopefully we can keep them down to at least that. I'm really hoping the offense is going to click. That's going to be a tough struggle to get there after last week. But
Okay, so, I mean, obviously you think that the offense will come alive a little bit. It'll be tough to keep the Kansas City Chiefs down. It's not like our offense are world beaters. But again, going up against the Dolphins, who are the top offensive in the league, the Raiders keeping them under 20 points, and the Chiefs seem to be really struggling on offense. I mean, there's obviously opportunity to be had in this game. So you said 28-24?
Yep.
All right, excellent. So I guess all four of us then, I mean, we are biased as Raider fans, but, you know, we're going to come at this as objectively as we can. So the last thing that I'm going to ask both of you is, because this is a special Thanksgiving episode of Down with the Ship, I have to ask. I was listening to a radio station on the way up, and they were talking about the top five most hated Thanksgiving dishes or side dishes. And they gave me the top five, and I know what they are in my head, but I want to hear from you. What, Roxanne, is your most hated Thanksgiving side dish, and why? Like, if you could get rid of one, what would it be and why?
Green bean casserole, 100%. Never loved green beans. Hated them as a child. Forced to eat them. Never would. Would 100% get rid of them. And my daughter loves it, though.
Yeah?
Loves it. Loves it.
Which one?
Dakota.
She likes green.
Yes. Now,
is it the green bean casserole with those weird, like, with that crunchy that's on the top?
It's the crispy onions on the top.
Is that what it is?
I feel like that makes it.
But I never.
No, she loves the gooey, yucky shit too. Like,
okay.
It's gross.
All right. All right. And Kaylin, I have to ask you, what is your most hated Thanksgiving side dish? If you could do away with one, what would it be and why?
I don't really have one that I hate per se. I guess stuffing would be mine. I could get rid of that. Or anyone who makes, and no hate to anyone that does this, but sweet potatoes with the canned yams, like, it's just not there.
Is that the one with the marshmallows on top?
Yes.
So you're not a fan?
I'm a fan of it if you use real sweet potatoes. If you buy those canned yams, no thank you. Don't bring it to Thanksgiving dinner.
Interesting. And Roxanne, the Thanksgiving dinner we're going to have tomorrow, what is your contribution going to be for that Thanksgiving side dish? Because, of course, you guys might not know this, but when we do Thanksgiving, we all bring a side dish. And I would like to know what Roxanne is bringing tomorrow. What are you going to be preparing?
I'm going to be doing the yams. not from a can. 100% scratch.
Okay.
But I will put marshmallows on them at the finish.
All right. And you are going to use the actual potatoes. Because if you aren't, I think Kaylin's going to fight you.
Oh, yeah, I know. I would be afraid. She knows. That's why I'm invited back.
Excellent, excellent. And while I have you guys, and before we bring back Sean Carnage, we've done the worst one. What is your favorite? Like, what is the top best championship caliber Thanksgiving side dish? Not choosing turkey. You can't choose turkey because obviously turkey's the fucking king. What is the Max Crosby of Thanksgiving side dishes? Ooh.
You got to put that on then, huh?
I had to. Yeah, it's the king, man.
That's a tough one then. I got to go cranberry sauce.
Cranberry sauce. Now, hold on, hold on.
It comes with the turkey. You said I can do the turkey.
Is it the sauce, or is it that shit that you cut into wedges?
No. Again, you know with Kaylin's can shit, you cannot do that.
Okay, so cranberry sauce fresh, not that weird gelatinous shit people serve us that's on the side. All right, excellent. And Kaylin, I am going to ask you, what is the Max Crosby of Thanksgiving side dishes? If you had to pick one that wasn't turkey, what would you pick?
My favorite is going to be Roxanne's least favorite, and that's going to be green bean casserole.
Green bean casserole coming in clutch. That is the Max Crosby of Thanksgiving for Kaylin. Her with the crunchy f***ing onion straws or whatever the shit they put on that, right?
And yet again, made with real green beans, not canned green beans.
Real green beans and real casserole. What is that, onion soup that they mix that shit in?
French onion soup.
French onion soup, soaked green beans with onion shit on top. That is...
I better not see any of it on your plate tomorrow with you talking all this bad on it.
Who's in charge of the green bean casserole this year?
Usually Melody makes it.
Okay, well then we better not say anything about it because Melody will come in here and give us the people's elbow. All right. Well, we want to thank our two special guests on Down With The Ship. That is Kaylin the Killer Jefferson and Rockin' Roxanne. Thank you very much, ladies. We appreciate your feedback, and we're hoping for the same. You both chose the Raiders to win, and so we're hoping that is the outcome that we have on Sunday. We'll all be watching, hopefully. Are you guys still going to be down on Sunday? Probably not, huh? Yeah, okay. Well, whatever. Whatever. I'm not going to be here anyways. All right, Sean. Well, you just heard me ask the girls the top most hated Thanksgiving side dish, and we'll call it the what is the Josh McDaniels of side dishes, and then we'll say what is the number one best Thanksgiving side dish. We'll call that the Max Crosby of side dishes. So what is your Josh McDaniels of side dishes?
It's funny because of their answers, right? But to me, I'm not into the yams. It's not that I'll eat it, but I won't serve it on my plate.
And what is the Max Crosby of Thanksgiving side dishes for you?
I'll tell you what, my mom brought it in, when she got here, and it's the chili she makes, you know? I put that chili on every other, it makes every side dish on my plate better, and it gets a scoop of chili on there, and I usually combine everything together, but it's the chili that really, like, sets it on fire.
For you guys, just so you know, what my brother's talking about is the chili that you make when you roast jalapenos and you blend that shit in a blender or serranos or whatever. You add a little bit of water, garlic, salt, or whatever, and you just put that shit on whatever. You put it on turkey, you put it on mashed potatoes, you put it on the green bean casserole.
On the beans, man. Chili and beans.
Ooh. Oh, man. And that is that. See, and okay, so I haven't given you mine. Obviously, my Josh McDaniels of Thanksgiving is green bean casserole. I've never been a fan. Not a big fan of green beans anyways. And my number one side dish, my Max Crosby of Thanksgiving, is going to be one that's not typical. I'll tell you what was close. I'll tell you what my Davante Adams of...
Can I guess it?
What is it?
I was thinking maybe close might be the deviled eggs.
No, and I like the deviled eggs. Maybe that's my Hunter Renfro.
Okay.
No, my Davante Adams of Thanksgiving side dishes is mashed potatoes and gravy. But,
oh, yeah.
Especially with mom's chili. Mm-hmm. My number one, my Max Crosby of Thanksgiving side dishes is going to be the beans. The refried beans with mom's chili. You cannot beat that.
Yeah.
I think I gorge myself on that every single year. That is the king of Thanksgiving side dishes, I will say.
Frijoles.
All right, well, that'll do it for this episode of Down with the Ship. Obviously, this special Thanksgiving episode, we had some special guests. Thanks very much to Killer Kalen and Rockin' Roxanne. Love getting time to spend with the family, and we hope all of you guys are spending time with your families today, too.
Yeah.
Hopefully, this episode comes out on Thanksgiving, so if you're listening to it, you know, happy Thanksgiving to you.
Happy Thanksgiving.
There's a lot to be thankful for. Hopefully, we continue on, and we'll be celebrating a victory here on Sunday. Of course, I'll be celebrating in Mexico. Drinking some margaritas beachside.
Hell yeah.
That is the goal. That is the goal of my week. I hope to be celebrating a Raiders victory with the margarita in hand. Hopefully after a couple shots of mezcal, it'll be...
Simon.
It'll be awesome. All right, Raider Nation. Well, that'll do it for us. This has been Maddie Mayhem with Sean Carnage. This has been Down with the Ship. We'll see you later. Go Raiders.
Adios.
Adios. Adios.